Morning, Brad.
Go those Kings.
Yeah,
go
yes, those Kings. On fire last night.
Hey, we're off the bottom of the ladder. Go you good thing.
Jeez, they've just got the season ass up, haven't they?
Yeah, they'd be playoff bound if they did it the other way. Look, you've got to be proud of them. They've done what they've done. They were sitting in last spot. You know, they had the chance where they could have just, you know, wrapped it all up and said, nah, I'm done, and just, you know, taken the wooden spoon. But they've come out and they've played a fantastic last quarter of the season. Mm. Congratulations to the club for making that happen and getting Jerome Randall here, which has been the difference.
Yeah, it has. Also, Kevin Lish coming back from injury. He missed 13 weeks. He had a big game last night. And he's just defensively, he's had a lot, and well, it just goes to show they do have the team and they do have the coaching staff, and if it all goes to plan, next year will be bigger and better.
Yeah, Jerome Randall said something the other day, Kevin Lish said something last night in the interview on Fox there when they finished, and they said, look, maybe it was a blessing in disguise I got injured. That's because we got Jerome Randall now and we can both play together next year. So okay. I think that's a really good look. There's no question they would have been better with Kevin Lish. I mean, the guy's a former dual MVP of the league and an Olympian. You don't lose those players and have issues. That's like saying, let's take Jonathan Thurston out of the Cowboys. How do they go? Yeah. You know, they made the grand final, though.
Yeah. Actually, they went pretty well. Yeah. That was a bad comparison, yeah, but I agree with you mostly.
Is Jerome Randall
stick to basketball?
Has Jerome Randall signed, or has the option been taken up?
Well, from my understanding, it hasn't officially been taken up. But look, there's no rush. I don't think he's going anywhere. They'll just make the decision. The important thing you always do when you build clubs, and this is what a lot of people, you know, unfortunately don't understand, you build your Australian talent. Right, get your Australian talent, because imports, you can get it anywhere. But in saying that, it is Jerome Randall. They've already got Kevin Lish. They need to sign him. I'm sure they'll get it done. It's just, you know, a matter of just waiting for the season. The Kings have the option of him. They'd be nuts not to take him up.
Now, Melbourne are the best team in the comp, argument. They're going to be at top of the table. They're going to guarantee themselves top spot. You see them going on and taking out the title?
Well, it's going to go through them. That's really tough. I always said, and I said this at the beginning of the year, whoever gets that home court advantage is going to be really tough. They've been phenomenal these last 8-9 games. They are stacked with talent. They're very well coached with Dean Bickerman. I find it very hard to pick against them. But the team that is going amazing as well is Adelaide. They are a really good team. I think they'll take second spot, although that's still up for grabs this last round. And look, New Zealand and Perth, the last 8 championships have gone through them. They're not going to be easy beats.
Yeah, they certainly won't, especially Perth in Perth. No, they won't have home court advantage if they finish third or fourth, but beating them over there.
Steal one.
Yeah, beating them over there is hard work, isn't it?
Yeah, you just got to steal one in the road, you know, and it's not something that they can't do. I just think for Perth, their balance is not great and they're injured. You can see guys are just not injured. Not playing well. Jesse Wagstaff is having this round off. I'm not sure if it's an injury or precaution, but whatever it is, you know that he couldn't be doing 100%. Damian Martin's on one leg with his ankle, so I just can't see them getting a win.
Okay, now we know we cheer for Illawarra as well. But yes, they're rank outsiders, mate. They're $3.50 tonight against the Kiwis, New Zealand, $1.30. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, look, I think they're my best bet, New Zealand. I'd love to say I love Illawarra. I think Rob Beveridge is a great coach, but they're in trouble. They're just really struggling at the moment. I just can't see them getting a win. New Zealand have got way too much to play for, and it's in New Zealand. It's going to be a tough one for the Illawarra Hawks, and I can't see them getting that one.
Now, if I told you Cairns were $4.50, Perth were $1.20, what would you tell me?
Get on that. That is a great thing. Cairns are very good on the road. They can get wins over there. There's no question with that. Perth have a lot to play for as well. But look, a lot will depend on what happens in the next few games to see what happens. But Cairns, they're not going to lie down, and they could be really good for that.
And the Kings, well, they play their final game on Sunday at home.
Yeah, against New Zealand. So that'll be really good. So obviously New Zealand play tonight against Illawarra and they fly over the ditch and come and play Sydney on Sunday. That'll be a really good game. Sydney's not going to just lay down. And again, New Zealand got a lot to play for. They want to climb that ladder. So it'll be a great game. I get to call that on Fox. And last week in Sydney, 9,200 people showed up to the Kings game. It was unbelievable. The top deck was open. It was an amazing atmosphere. And obviously the Kings won. So look, the Kings are there. They're doing really well. Tommy Garlop, there's a bit of talk whether he will or won't play next year, but, you know, he's great. I think he might even be on your show soon coming up. So, you know, he's a great guy. What a career he's had. So he'll be there on Saturday night, which this may well be his last game, but I'm, you know, that's not been announced yet. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see. And, yeah, fantastic achievement, 9,200. And let's hope everyone gets out there and gets to play and watch New Zealand play Sydney on Sunday.
Yeah, and they've won five of the last seven, so they're showing good form. They're at home this Sunday. Kings will host the Breakers. It'll be massive. Don't wait till next season. Get out and see them in the last game of the year. It's 4:30 p.m. and tickets at Ticket Tech, Kudos Bank Arena, Kings v Breakers. Brad, you'll be there, and I'm sure you'll be cheering on those Kings.
Go those Kings!